Hi, this is Corinne, reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network. Tonight, I got to see the Cher show, and I was supposed to see it a month ago, but Stephanie was out with a cold, and they rescheduled the show for tonight. So I finally got to see it, and I was very glad I got to. I have always been a fan of Cher since I was a little girl. I remember my family used to watch the Sonny and Cher show on when I was a very young child, maybe 3 to 5 when it first came out. And I remember always being in awe of her. She was beautiful, she had gorgeous hair, incredible costumes. I sort of looked up to her as a girl. And I found it interesting, the story. I had no idea that she was bullied as a child and that she had such a hard life growing up. Her mother got pregnant and her father left her mother when she was very young. And her mother had to, you know, work in a diner to support her when, she, you know, when they didn't have any money. And she was just 16 when she left home to pursue, you know, trying to make it as a artist. She certainly did become successful. I don't want to, you know, if you don't know the story of Cher, you might be surprised. I didn't know a lot of her life story. And I was really more of a fan of her as a actress in film as well as a singer. And I've always admired Cher. And this show made me admire her even more because she overcame so many obstacles. I didn't realize she didn't know how to read. That is surprising. She had dyslexia and learning disabilities. And she overcame everything from sheer talent, determination, and the right kind of attitude. The show, if you're a Cher fan, is something you won't want to miss if you love her music. It's a total spectacle. Very, very over-the-top costumes, you know, right out of her television show. I remember some of the actual costumes because I remember just being in awe of some of them. I was disappointed she didn't wear the Indian headdress because that was one of my favorites as a kid. She came out and she sang, I think, Carefree, and she wore this huge, you know, Indian headdress with feathers and everything. There was something similar, but not the feathers, the headdress. And I loved that when I was a kid. The show is played, they have three different, people playing Cher. Stephanie, J Block plays Star Cher, the Cher of today. And, Teal Wicks plays, you know, middle Cher. And then Michaela Diamond plays, you know, baby Cher at 16. And they go back and forth playing the different Chers. And I found that very interesting. All three of the women were absolutely outstanding. But Stephanie J. Block really stood out. Also a standout of the show are the incredible costumes, which are actually done by Bob Mackie, who does Cher's costumes and did his costumes the entire time that she's been in the field. Anyway, all three women are phenomenal. The costumes are phenomenal. The music is absolutely incredible, as you know, if you're a Cher fan. And I really liked it. I found it interesting, entertaining, and a lot of fun as someone who loves Cher. That being said, if you're not a Cher fan, this is probably not the show for you. But there is incredible music, wonderful costumes, and there's a lot of really fabulous choreography by one of my all-time favorites, Chris Catelli, who does incredible choreography in the show. There's like one or two numbers that really stand out, but I don't want to spoil it for you. Go and see the Cher show. It is a Corinne's pick. And go if you know, Stephanie J. Block is giving the performance of her lifetime. I'm so glad to see that she's finally got a show that's worthy of her talent. And this one is absolutely perfect casting. I wouldn't be surprised if she took home a Tony Award for this performance. She's that good. She sounds like Cher, she acts like Cher, she looks like Cher. And so do the other two women. But Stephanie really stands out in a very positive way. I had the time of my life. I'm sure that I'm going to go again because I really love the music of Cher. And I loved everything about this production. It was just a lot of fun. You know, it's not, you know, it's not like the best show I've ever seen. You know, I love Rick Ellis and I think he has great work and the book is good. I mean, Jersey Boys I thought was a stronger book, but I still enjoyed this book and I really had a great time at the show. So much so that I can't wait to win the lottery and see it again because that's just how crazy I am. I really want to see it again because I really had fun. The only thing that I will have to say, there were some very rude audience members at the show tonight. A few people's cell phones were going off consistently, and some people think it's okay to sing along. We're not at a concert. This is Broadway, and I was trying to, you know, pay attention for this review, and there was a woman behind me singing, and cell phones going off, and even if you have your cell phone on, you know, vibrate, don't have it on a vibrate that makes a ding. Some man next to me, his phone kept going off and it kept going ding, ding, ding. I was like, I wanted to strangle him. I really did. But, you know, unfortunately, some people don't listen. It happened to me once, actually, at the show when I first got my first cell phone and I changed the phone and after that experience, I was so mortified. It's like I used to take the battery out of my phone so I didn't have to worry about it going off. Anyway, the Cher Show is a Corinne's pick if you're a Cher lover. This is Corinne from BroadwayShowbiz.com.